My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
All right, let's talk about hiring your children. I know that we've talked about this a lot in terms of like hiring your children, or you guys may see like hiring your children and what that all means and, you know, how to really maximize. And I love the concept of hiring your children, but I want to allow you guys, and I want to talk about taking it a step further and really investing in your child's future and making it like a triple tax deduction. So let's talk about hiring your children, right? So hiring your children in the year 2024, you can pay them up to $14,600. Okay. What you cannot do is you cannot contribute, take that money and contribute it towards food and shelter. So you cannot have them work and then say, you owe me rent and pay for your own food. You cannot do that. Okay. But what you can do with the money is you can pay for extracurricular activities. It's their money. But what you should be considering and what you should be thinking about is taking it and investing it into a Roth IRA. So if you take that money and you invest it into a Roth IRA, here's how you're able to get a triple tax deduction. One, it's a tax deduction from your business. Then when your child receives the $14,600, it is not a tax. It's not taxable, right? It's not taxable because it's under the standard deduction amount. And then what happens when you invest in a Roth IRA, it is going to be able to take advantage and take into account compound interest, right? So now you're building a retirement account and you're able to do that. And when it's time to get the money out of that account, it's going to be tax-free. So that's why I love the conversation about paying your children, because now it's like, all right, now let's think about paying your children and taking it a step further versus just saying, oh, okay, it's just a tax deduction. No, let's get a triple tax deduction out of this, right? So I think that I love.
Let's fully explain that. I know you're gonna go through like an example for that, but so for parents, like, you know, if you have a business, you can pay $14,600 to your child. So the benefit with that, like you said, is that if you're going to give your child money anyway, mm-hmm. then you might as well give them money and have them as an employee. You don't have to go through all of the, like, have them on, like, officially on a payroll, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a tax deduction to you, as opposed to you just giving them allowance. Now you don't benefit from that.
That's and that should be done through an LLC, because I get that a lot and I get that question a lot. That should be done through an LLC, not an S corporation, because if you have an S corporation, you have to put them on payroll, right? That has to be done through an LLC.
So it's tax deduction to the business. You save money and then it's tax-free income for them. Mm-hmm. Now, they do have to actually be able to perform a job, right?
Absolutely.
That's obvious. Yeah. So, but there is also... there's no age requirement, right? It just has to make sense, right?
So there isn't an age requirement, but yeah, like you said, it has to make sense. I typically tell people, like, try to stay between like 7 and 17. Mm-hmm. But if you have a child that's younger, and let's say they are able, let's say, listen, these kids know how to take photos now. They know how to work phones, computers. They know. So if you could hire them and have them help you with that, that's great. If they could be a model.
But I thought I was going to say a model. If you have a business,
they could be a model.
You could have a kid that's younger that's a model, and you could pay them for models and services, because, you know, you got to. Because there's always somebody that's going to try to figure out how something doesn't work. And those mm-hmm. those are usually people that have never done anything. So it's like, well, you know, technically you can't have a kid working if they're not work. That's obvious. That's obvious. But it's like you're trying to find ways around to make it not work when it's a workable model. Yep. Right. Like if you have a child. 11, 12, 13, they're old enough to perform tasks. Mm-hmm. They can post on social media. They can come with you. They can be an assistant. They can do a variety of different things, right? It's like you're trying to talk yourself out of this, how this doesn't make sense. It's not difficult to work. That's not a difficult thing to do. And there's a variety of different jobs that you can do. Now, for a one-year-old, it's going to be difficult, obviously, to have them as a computer programmer. That's not something that is beneficial. But like I said, I mean, you could pay somebody to be a model. Yep. At any age, really. And the benefit with that as just a regular, because you could put money into a Roth IRA for a regular kid, but that's not if you don't have a business, but they have to actually work a job that's hiring them and they have to be of working age. So you have to have working papers to work a job like 13, 14, something like that, depending on, I guess, depending on what state you are. But you can hire your child at a younger age than that, right? And it's more flexible. They don't have to go to CBS from, you know, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock every night. Like, they can just work for you and you can dictate what they do and tell them what to do. And now, so they're gaining real life experience from working for you and you're saving money. They're gaining money. It's a win-win situation.
88% of the work week is spent communicating. So it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly, enterprise ready AI.